Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. Have you ever made a mistake that completely rocks your world and forces you into uncomfortable situations? A mistake that brings out strong emotions and potentially revealing character flaws? It's tough as creative professionals when we're in those positions. Our emotions can lie to us, our bodies can shut down, and it begs the question, how do you work while broken? Successfully dealing with the pain and the emotions and the challenges revealed while not losing your creative confidence in who you are and what you do. I'm going to answer those questions by sharing how I recently worked through a challenging situation and what I learned. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 118, Working While Broken. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/118. Getting Work to Work is brought to you by Chris Martin Studios, a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter at gwtw.co/118. By doing so, you'll receive my two latest guides, DIY Documentary and Build Your Platform, as well as weekly inspiration and ways to increase your creativity, curiosity, and wonder. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. Last Monday, Noah Elias, an artist and entrepreneur I greatly admire, shared about perfectionism on his Monday Mentor video in a video called, Are You Tired of Being Perfect? Perfection is one of those topics that really is a key source of procrastination for me. And as he was talking, he mentioned the phrase working while broken. And so I tweeted back to him. I said, you know, I can really relate to working while broken. But little did I know what I was headed for by the end of the week, where I really had to understand how to work while broken. I would truly come to fully understand just what those words meant and how they would apply to me. So I messed up on a job and I got called on it, and I had to admit that I messed up and move forward. Now, for me, my emotions and imagination took over and immediately started telling me a story. And in the past, how I've responded in situations like this have been less than ideal. And I responded in ways that I shouldn't have responded in the past. This time, though, things were a little bit different because I realized I had a choice to make. I could either do like what I did in the past and quit and let the embarrassment of my mistake lead me away from what I knew I could do with the project, or I could dig in and let actions speak louder than words. I still found the words that I wanted to say, but I decided that instead of just saying, this is what I'm going to do, I showed them what I was going to do. And I ended up choosing the latter and ended up working throughout the weekend. But in spite of that, the emotions and the stories that I was telling myself were so strong. The depression and shame was so thick. What are my friends going to say if they found out I made a mistake? What are my potential clients going to say if they know that I'm not perfect? And so these are the stories that really made it hard to work. And for me, this is what it meant to work while broken. Usually on any given day, things are all right and I can get to work and I can get my work to work easily enough. But some days, man, those stories are so strong and it realizes just how broken I am. And so the past 5 days have been one of the most important lessons that I could probably say I've experienced this year, if not the past few years, because it was really a wake-up call to let me know that in business, you can't go to sleep behind the wheel. You can't just go on autopilot. You have to tend to your projects. You have to tend to your relationship. You have to keep your emotions at bay so that you can get work done, so that you can do the work that needs to get done next. The bills don't go away because my spirit is broken and my mind is adrift. Life doesn't stop when I'm upset. In reflection upon the last few days, I wanted to share a few ways that I worked through the emotions, the pain, and the frustration, if anything, so that I can remember, so that when I go through this again, yeah, I said it, when I go through this again, because I'm going to make a mistake again, I'm going to make mistakes, because mistakes lead us to lessons and through lessons on what we need to learn. So the first way I worked through my emotions and the pain and the frustration was I journaled a lot. I normally write in a notebook, a 9x12 sketchbook without lines, and I try to do maybe like a half of a page a day, just to kind of do what Julia Cameron calls morning pages. But I was averaging 2 to 3 to 4 pages front and back each day since Friday, processing my feelings, understanding my emotions, figuring out how to move forward. So I can say that I definitely journaled my emotions so that I could understand in greater detail just what I was feeling. The second way I got to work while broken was I talked with friends and family. I was open with the fact that I made a mistake. I let them know what happened. I let them know what I was processing. And that was a reminder that life goes on in the midst of mistakes, that things will work out. Some friends even shared their own experiences, which was great because it reminded me that I'm not the only one that's imperfect, and that we all make mistakes, and that if we can give each other the glimpse into our mistakes, it helps us have some empathy for one another, and it takes that pressure off of always having to be on, always having to be perfect. And I think that's a badge that I was starting to wear as a solopreneur, as a small business owner, that I had to be perfect. But boy, you know, that was a huge weight, and this was a nice wake-up call that you can't always be perfect. The third way was I had to breathe. And I'm not talking about the automatic reflex that keeps me alive, but the deep and meditative breaths that help the tension go away, that help my heart slow down, that put me in connection to those emotions that are living underneath the surface. Connected to breathing was the fourth way, and that was just self-care. And so Friday night, after I made the mistake, I still went and watched the travesty that was the Star Wars holiday special. I ended up learning a technique that I wanted to try in a project because of going on this self-care journey. And so I applied it to the project over the weekend. And I made an appointment to see the chiropractor to adjust my back and my neck, because that's where I hold my stress. So self-care was also a way that I was able to work while broken. The fifth way was chores. I cleaned my office. I did the dishes. I moved stuff around the house so that my hands were busy and my mind was able to wade through all of the stuff that I didn't know that I was thinking about or feeling. And it helped to keep me focused on, okay, what is it that I'm doing? What is it that I need to do? What is it that is important right now? And that ties into the sixth way that I got to work while broken, and that was to reflect and remember the why. Why did I agree to the project? What was the vision? I didn't agree to it just because of money. I agreed to it for a reason. And so why was that? Can I reconnect with that? Can I reflect upon the importance of my character and the importance of owning my mistakes? And so this reflection and remembering the why was an important component of really being able to understand why I was so embarrassed with making this mistake. The seventh and final way that I was able to work while broken was I got to work. I toiled through the frustrations. I worked through the imperfections. When anxiety reared its head and I started to get distracted, if I couldn't push through, I started through this list again. I journaled. I talked with friends. I breathed. I focused on myself. I did some chores. I reflected. And then I got back to work. And this morning when I was listening to a podcast by Active Growth on goal setting, they gave this description of grit that really impacted me. It said, "Confidence is contingent upon hard work. As I worked hard, my confidence grew. It connected me back to the why. It gave me confidence in my vision. It actually affected other projects that I was delaying upon for whatever reasons. And in essence, this mistake that I made ultimately revealed that I had allowed myself to go on autopilot, and my brokenness woke me up. My brokenness allowed me to see that I can't guarantee perfection. No one can guarantee perfection. All I can hope for is that when things go badly and I make a mistake, that I can admit when I've failed and I can work through my emotions, pain, and frustration in a healing, respectful way that allows me to get to work and to work through the perfectionism, work through the things that are telling me something different. And ultimately, I think that is a mature response and why it's so critical to learn how to work while broken. So I was able to work through this mistake throughout the last 4 to 5 days. I really poured everything I had into repairing the business relationship and showing them just why I agreed to take the project in the first place. And it was enough to really show them that I was the right person for the job. So all said and done, you know, yeah, it's a happy ending. But I hope that by me sharing this journey with you, that you realize that this podcast isn't just about things that I'm reading in a book. This is stuff that I'm going through. This is stuff that you're going to go through. And it's stuff that when we go through it, that we can share with one another and we can have empathy for one another. And we can really, as creative professionals, know that there are people out there that want to walk through life together, even if we work alone by ourselves. People care. I care about what you're going through. And I hope that if you are going through a hard time and that this podcast resonated, that you'll reach out and say, "Hey, Chris, this is what's going on. I just need someone to talk to." I would love to share with you any way that I can. So, you know, thanks for allowing me to air my heart in this episode. And thanks for just being an active listener of Getting Work to Work. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. Special shout out to Josh, who's probably listening to Getting Work to Work right now on his walk. Thanks, Josh, for listening, and thanks for sharing how getting work to work makes your walk a little bit more enjoyable. Watch out for that puddle right there. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.